954LZ, I'm moving.
KI4DOS Mobile. How you doing this morning, Andy?
Getting some car work done. Tell me, have you ever heard anything out of Tom, KI4ONJ, anytime lately?
Anything out of him, Andy? The last time I talked with Tom was at, oh, gosh, it's been a long time ago. I can't remember if it was at the Greenville Ham Fest or maybe a Greenwood Ham Fest, but that's the last time I talked to him. I hadn't talked to him in a long time.
Heard KD4DRA Rick say that he moved from what he had previously been at to wherever he is now, and I heard him and Tom here on the repeater one time, but I don't even remember now when that was, and I just wondered if you've heard anything else.
Heard anything from him in a long time, Andy. There's been a bunch of them that I hadn't heard from. I was trying to figure out where old Garth, his call was KK4LL, and he changed it to KC4M up there in Arden, North Carolina. He's moved out to Nevada.
Someone said he'd moved. I didn't know where. Every now and then when the conditions get right here in the winter this time of year, I'll hear the 1-9 machine at the house, and I heard some of them saying he'd moved. I didn't know where Garth had moved to, though. That's something I didn't know.
I've been trying to find out where he was at and all of that. Pulled him up on QRZ, and another call sign came up, or another man's name on that KK4LL, and so I got digging a little deeper and found out he changed his call to KC4M. So I looked him up on QRZ, and he's living in Nevada now. So I don't guess we'll hear him.
Not anymore. Oh, boy, good was good. Not now. And I'm sure Ed's probably back in Tennessee, but from my understanding, he done a lot of traveling. K4KK from when he always come in and said he was at Gobbler's Knob.
Back to Tennessee, I hadn't talked to him since he moved back up there, but I can get into a Newport repeater up there at the house, or from the house in Newport, Tennessee, that is, and but I hadn't been able to contact him on anything. Of course, I hadn't tried much and looked him up on QRZ or anything, but, you know, people move away and we lose track of them.
I didn't know. I know I heard, the last time I heard ONJ and I heard DRA in there on the repeater here during the nap one night, and after the nap was over, I talked with him a few minutes, and that's when I found out that Tom had moved from wherever he used to be to where he is now, and that's the last I heard from ONJ Tom at all, and the last I heard about Rick, he was taking and working at Walmart, at least he had been for a while, like Mandel does.
I hadn't heard that, but I had heard Rick on here. I've heard him on the sideband that a few times, but he don't get on the repeater much. I guess he stays on that Simpsonville repeater, maybe.
Got one repeater down there. Refresh my memory, because odds are I won't hear it at the house. What was that frequency on that?
Hello, Andy, give me a second. I'll see if I can figure it out.
In the hole that I'm in, I probably won't hear it up there, but I was just curious, out of curiosity. Maybe there's a slim, minute chance that I might.
I pulled over so I could stop. I've got the repeater book up now. I'll find it in just a minute.
A whole lot of trouble. It ain't that important. I just know my location. I have difficulty getting into anything. Southwest Mountains, the odds are long that I'll even hear it, much less get into it.
Have a whole lot of trouble getting into a whole lot of them, but I live up on top of a hill, and my antenna's up real high, and ain't nothing around me.
Just the opposite situation. Those mountains I mentioned there, that's what I do the best with, then. Paris Mountain is difficult, almost impossible, and anything else is pretty much that, like with the 1-9 machine up yonder. Even hearing it's very conditional.
And that. Simpsonville repeaters 146.730 with a PL tone of 100.
I'll do some checking around, but I got my doubts it won't be very promising that I'll hear it up there.
You kind of live down in that hole, and once you get out of that hole, you do pretty good. But down there in the hole, you kind of limited with all the hills around you.
Wake and look Lake Illinois up there, then go about a half a mile down below the dam of that lake. You see that white house I live in, and I meant there's hills all around me, and I'm down in the bottom of that hole. And really, the only lower area is out is kind of where the road is, but it's not wide enough area to help a whole lot other than maybe getting to, that helps me get to Glacier Mountain there outside of Pickens.
Thing is, there's a few that you can get out on and go from there, which is a good thing. But, Andy, I've arrived at this place I was going. I got to jump out and run inside for a few minutes. I'll holler at you when I come back out and see if you're still around. If you are, we'll talk some more. Enjoyed it there, young man. Try that 146-730 machine and see if you can hit it. And we'll talk to you later. You take care. KI4LZI, KI4DOS Mobile.
Where I live at, that was the place my grandfather built way back in 1950, and he went in ham radio anyway. Then on top of that, even FM television wasn't around yet, so they wasn't exactly thinking about such matters as that at the time when it was built. Everything was AM, medium wave, and HF. AM and CW, and that was about it. So, KI4LZI Mobile.
Anyway, Andy, you don't think about building up towards top of a hill, so that's the way that goes. Take care, young man. 73, KI4DOS Mobile Clear.
LCI, KN4VVY. You there, Andy?
LCI Mobile.
Hey, this is Alan over in, I'm in Fountain Inn right now. I live in Malden. You remember me? I used to be KG4QLO down there in Pickens.
Yeah, I remember. I hate the call sign wrong here a while back. I kept saying you was a KN4, but the more I hear you on there, I finally got that straight and realized that was a K4.
I just heard you on here. I'm over having to, I just took somebody to the DMV. I'm sitting in the truck waiting for them. They're going to be a while. So I thought I'd jump on the radio, see what I hear. How you doing?
Okay, you may already know this about Max. I don't know if you've listened to any speak of. Max is back in Michigan, as far as I know, to stay now. And once he got up, he changed his cell phone number. And we kind of keep up with him that way. And every now and then, he'll get on the DMR, and we'll communicate with him that way sometime.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him since I moved from Pickens. I really like Max. I don't remember. I remember going over to where he's staying and seeing his HF set up. But is he still on HF, any, you know?
He is still. But he's told me, he's tried checking in on the sideband net, but up where he has closer other interference that overrides us down here, and as a result, he usually can't check in on the sideband net because the interference is close to him.
Yeah, that can be a real pain. And it's hard to get rid of according to where it's coming from, but anyhow, yeah, I'm still working, but I'm going to hang it up about springtime come up here. I just turned 65 last October, so I think I'm going to get retired here around springtime. I get my ducks in a row.
For LZI Mobile. Yeah, we talk occasionally, but one thing about it, too, since he went back up there to Michigan State, he's now got his extra class.
Fancy that. Yeah, I just moved to General a couple years ago and got me a HF set up, but I haven't been on it hardly at all lately. I just work all the time, so when I come home, all I can do is just sleep, you know. Get up and go to work again the next day.
Club you used to be a member of, the Foothills Club, they're serving no machines off the air, it is, and I never could really hear the air 440 machine from up at the house from out here at Pickens, but I assume it's off the air too, but I don't know if they're ever going to put those back on the air again or not.
Happened to Gretchen and her son and them. Can't remember his name. I used to know him real well. Have you ever heard anything from him?
As far as West goes, he's the one that's been sitting on the 7-0 machine for the past, I guess, 4 or 5 years. I don't know why he don't put it back on the air, but he has.
Again.
Remember right, his name is Wes. W-E-S, Wes. I think that's his name, if I remember right. You get on the air, you can get on 147-505 Simplex from down on your hair and listen around any speak of every now and then you'll hear him over on 2 meter Simplex talking with some others. Down in the Greenbrier, down around in there.
And 4VVY. Yeah, that is correct. That is his name. Wes, I remember now. And, the only 2 meter setup I got's here in the truck, and I just got it going not long ago. Anyhow, I appreciate you letting me know. Yeah, I'm repeater confused. It's like I programmed this thing, and this is about the only repeater I can hit. This one and the 820, and even though I got all the tones in, it's just like nothing will come up out of the repeater list, and I can't get anything on the 440 side to come up. I haven't looked into what's causing that. I don't know, but I'll figure it out.
As aggression goes, I don't really know her status for sure, whether she's still with us or whether she's not. You know, I just found out by listening to some others some years back that they got over there on that Simplex frequency and started listening around, and that's where I found out where he's at.
I love Simplex. But I like doing that like on a home base station, more or less, as opposed to mobile. But I have talked to some random people on, the 520 call frequency.
for LZI Mobile. Well, he's doing it from a fake station for sure, because for me to hear him through up to where I'm at, through all those, in the hole that I'm in, through all those hollers, he's got to be on a fake station set up for me to even hear him on Simplex up there.
They have a really nice tower there at their house. It's way up there, and he's got all the stuff up there on it. We did a sim. I remember when we had the club going, we did a Simplex net one time, like on a Saturday or something, where everybody in the club, you know, would relay from one to another, and yeah, you could hear them real good on Simplex.
Heard him say before on Simplex, other than that right there on Simplex, and hey Jeff, I believe that's all Wes does anymore.
You said you didn't know if he did what anymore?
Saying is, I think HF, and that little bit he does on the 2 meter Simplex, I think that's all Wes does anymore.
I got you. And you know, too, one of the really nice and new and fun things is all the digital modes. So he might be doing, and knowing him, he's into a lot of the digital stuff. And so that might be where he's hanging out. We'd never know, you know?
The trunk club, what do you hear my lamp good? She closed back, my sister. No, like I said, that's all I can tell you about Wes. I think he very well may be doing all digital. You know, I've heard him, like I told you, he's been on Simplex and all that, and that's really all I know.
KN4VVY Mobile. Okay, well, appreciate it. Just wanted to check in with you and see how you doing. I hear you on the 9 o'clock net every once in a while. If I happen to be in the truck at that time, I'm usually at inside, get ready to go to bed. I have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, so I'm not with it at around 9 o'clock checking into the net too much.
On 610 and on 147-195, local thing, you know, it's not part of the foothills, but the Pickens EOC group, which is the group call sign WX4PG, 147-195 to 141.3. That's usually where I'm usually at on one of those two machines.
Oh, okay. And who runs those machines? Is it a club or just individuals or what?
It's WR4XM, but what it is, we're associated with the Pickens EOC, the emergency management. What you might say, we're the racing group. You know, back in the day, foothills was areas where we're the racing group.
I wasn't there then, but I remember people talking about back in the day and how all that started. But, yeah, that's a pretty good deal. And is there very many people in that group? Is it a pretty good group of people, number-wise?
Somewhere about 20 of us. We got a roster. I've been a mobile. I don't have it right here in front of me, but somewhere about that, and we have a net there at 8 p.m. on Tuesday night. That 195 and 443 450 on Glassy, mounting both of them on Glassy, link up, and that's where we have our net at.
I think I heard that one night and was able to check in. And I thought that was pretty cool, but I never was able to catch them again. And, but it was on a 440 repeater.
You heard it on 443, 450. Both of those, the 2 meter and that 440 are both on Glass Mountain. And during that night, they went to linked up together at 8 p.m. on Tuesday.
Okay, that's what it was then. Well, you straightened me out on that. Say that again. It's 440. What?
443, 450. Tone 110.9. It used to be Rick Tillotson's WK4SSJ's repeater prior to about, I guess, 3 years ago when he became a silent key.
I see. Well, Andy, I'm going to give a break here in case somebody else is wanting to jump on here. I forget we're on the 610 net or 610 repeater. I keep thinking we're on like the Pickens repeater back in the day. So I'm going to give a pause here. If anybody else wants to jump in and use the repeater, this is Kate, and I'll just hold on here a few minutes, okay?
As long as I'll be in here either, because here in just a bit I'll have to eat and I'll have to take my mind off the radio, but like if you can get into it from where you at, they're on Glassy. KI4LZI Mobile.
KI is KN4VVY. Well, I'll be clear here, Andy. It's good talking to you. You take care.